Healing of Isaiah. So this most amazing vault, and I must share it with you. I must share it with somebody, so I found somebody to share with you. It's an unbelievable vault. It's a beautiful vault. Hope you don't mind. The Medrash says, and Rashi brings the beginning of Kisiso, that there must be a reason why Shkolim, these are the four parshas leading up to Purim, Pesach, to the very, very special days. And it needs a bit of thought, it needs a bit of preparation, and there's this unbelievable vault. We know that the Medrash says, and it's brought down very briefly in Rashi, that Kisiso is Rosh Bnei, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimer, Kisiso is Rosh Bnei Yisrael Lefkudem, V'nosnu Ish Koy V'nafshol Hashem B'fkud Oysam, Lo Yibayim Negev B'fkud Oysam. And then it says, Zeyitnu, that's the one you should give, Kol Oivar Ala P'kudim Achzah Shekel. That's the Machzah Shekel you should give. That was the Kiasat Her. Shkolem, and that's what we're going to do. The Zeichel Machzah Shekel that we're going to be doing on Erev Purim. Zeyitnu, that's the one you should give. Rashi says, and it's a Medrash, what happened? Zeyitnu, Her Elohim in Matbea Shaleish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu what kind of Machzah Shekel should be given, contributed for the binyan of the Mishkan. And Hashem had to show Moshe Rabbeinu. Her Eloi was shown kemin matbea shaleish. A coin made out of fire was a machzah shekel, but a coin made out of fire was shown to him. Umishkol machzah shekel, and he weighed half a shekel. Machzah shekel. Ve'omar Eloi, and that's what it said. Kazei itnu, that's what he should give. That's pshat in the pasuk. Kazei itnu, that's the one he should give, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure exactly what a machzah shekel looks like. Machzah shekel looks like, and Hashem showed him out of fire. That's what a machzah shekel looks like. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand, and he told Klal Yisrael what to do. Amongst the many questions that can be asked on that is, why did Hashem show a machzah shekel made out of fire? Why fire? Why fire? Why does it need to be out of fire? Surely, normal coins are made out of metal. So why did Hashem dafke show a coin made out of fire, which is a miraculous, strange kind of phenomena, rather than in a regular kind of... Hashem should have showed Moshe Rabbeinu, Kazeitnu, that's what you should give. Showed him a regular coin made out of metal, made out of matches, made out of metal. Why dafke out of fire? So I so quoted that the Chiddush HaRim, very early Ger Rebbe, before the Sfas Emes, he went once to Germany, to Ashkenaz. Don't know what the story there is. Sounds like an interesting story. But he went once to Ashkenaz. Chiddush HaRim went to Ashkenaz, to Deutschland, to Germany. And he went to a shul, to German shul. I don't know where. It'd be really interesting to know where, but it doesn't say where. And he went to Ashkenaz, a shul. And in that shul, there was a darshan. And again, unfortunately, we don't know what darshan was. But the Chiddush HaRim quotes that in Ashkenaz, the Yekish, the German Rav, who darshaned and asked that question. And he answered, this German Rav, and the Chiddush HaRim said that he couldn't believe that it was Teres Emes. It was unbelievable. He was amazingly impressed. And the Chiddush HaRim quotes this Yekish Rav. He said that because it doesn't show, because Moshe Rabbeinu was given an additional lesson besides the lesson of the Machzah Shekel. He said that when you give a coin, when you give tzedakah, in fact, when you do any avodas Hashem, you could easily do it in the regular way. You do it just because you have to do it. You do it because that's the mitzvah. He said, but that's not sufficient. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants to do the mitzvah in a way of fire. There should be that fire element, the warmth element in it. And Hashem, Dafka said, especially when it comes to giving money, a person could easily do it in an iron way, in a metal way, in a cold way. But that's not good enough. Hashem showed the machzah shekel had to be shaleish, kazeit, that's how you should give. When you do a mitzvah, you should do it made out of fire. It should be made out of fire. That's what the Baruch Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu. Kazeitnu, matkeherlo matbea, kemin matbea shel eish. He showed him matbea, coin that made out of fire. Because not just what the mitzvah is, but also how the mitzvah should be performed. How the mitzvah should be performed. When the Chiddush HaRim went back to, he said it over to his Rebbe, the Kotzke Rebbe, Rebbe Hanan, the Kotzke Rebbe said he never heard such a good pshat. Never heard such a good pshat. Never heard such a good pshat. And of course, this is it's mamash moediga. But I think it's particularly amazing is because that's of course the introduction to the heilige Tag of Purim. Because Purim, the whole emphasis on Purim, we think about that, the whole emphasis is very much on chitzonius. Right, that's the hidden phenomena of Purim. There's the chitzonius, there's the dressing up, and there's the mishloach. Everything is very chitzonius, very simple and very basic. There is no, and that of course shows that really there is something massive happening behind the chitzonius. There's something happening, the whole Purim story as well. It's like something out external happening, but there's obviously a very, very deep message inside. And that's that point, the eish, the way we do them, it's the eish. It's just the matchas outside, but the eish, the way it should be, the way a mitzvah should be done. Yeah, I just thought I wanted to share that with you. An additional knaich to that is also interesting, that it has to be dafke machtzi zashekel, an additional knaich to that. Why machtzi zashekel? Why dafke chatzi? Why dafke chatzi? So I suppose another knaich to that. Why dafke chatzi? You need the other half. Yeah, the other half. True, that's also pshat, yeah, like the two yuds. You have a name of Hashem when the two yuds next to each other. But another vort, very beautiful vort that I saw is that the machtzi zashekel, it has to be a chatzi, because to show that a person's, when you do a mitzvah, yes, you have to do it in the way of fire. You have to do it in fire. Chushchem didn't say that part, but that's, when you do the fire, you also have to know that you won't necessarily achieve everything. You won't ever achieve the whole mitzvah. You may not be achieving the greatest. You may just, you do half. If you know that you're going to do half properly, that's, you may not reach the gavlus, you may not be able to reach the mitzvahs of the way all the gedolim do and all the, but if you do it properly, if you do it out of eish, it's fine. A machtzis, machtzis. If you attend, you do a machtzis in a way of fire, you're doing very well. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. We are up to Simon Reish, and we are up to Seif Beis in Simon Reish. And we'll be completing Seif Beis and then going to Simon Reish Aleph. Simon Reish Aleph discusses who is the one who should actually do the benching, which is interesting Mishneh Berurah here as well. So, but let us start. Let's complete Simon Reish first. Okay. Seif Beis in Simon Reish, page 206 says the following. Eino, we're discussing about two people who are in a rush and need to bench ready Mezuman, and the third one still needs to finish eating. So Halacha is as follows. Eino tzarech lahafzik. A person doesn't need to wait. A person doesn't need to wait throughout the entire benching. So the case was, the scenario was, two people are benching already. Two people are benching. And one person still wants to finish off the meal. Yeah, do you remember the case? So the halacha was, he can do mezuman already, and the third one can complete his meal. How long does he need to wait? The third individual. How long does he need to wait? Does he need to wait for the whole mezuman? Benching? Finish benching, how long does he need to wait? So the halacha is, Eino tzorech lahafzik, the third individual does not need to wait and hold on. Elo only ad sheyoy murboch shachalnu mishaloi. Really, he can stop and continue eating when they say, boch shachalnu mishaloi. V'choyze, he returns, v'goy mesudosoi, and he finishes his meal. Beloi brocha, betchile, he does not need to make a new brocha. So two halachas. First halacha Shulchan Aruch says, really, as soon as they do the Zimun, as soon as they finish the Zimun, you can go back to your meal and carry on eating. You don't have to wait any longer. Is that what we do? Very good. We wait. We do wait, yeah? But Shulchan Aruch says, you can wait on the Boruch Shechalim Shaloi, and then afterwards, you can carry on with your meal. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch said. That's what you can do. Second halacha is, just as important, Beloi Brocha Betchila. You would have thought that just because they did the Mezuman now, you may be upon continuing the meal, you need to make a new bracha. Maybe it's some kind of hefsek or something. Says Shulchan Aruch, no. You can now continue the meal that you started earlier before the Zimun. You can continue that meal without any brachas. Beloy bracha betchile. You can just carry on eating now without a bracha. It's not considered a hefsek, which is definitely a chiddush. But you don't have to make a new bracha now. Beloy bracha betchile. That's what Shulchan Aruch holds. Sif Cotton Vov in the Mishneh Berurah says, Ad Sheyoyma, until he says, B'zeh Levad, Yoytzim Yedei Birkas HaZimun, you are Yoytze Mitzvah Zimun, you as well are Yoytze Mitzvah Zimun, as long as you actually heard the Zimun itself, and then you carry on eating that, that's fine, you're Yoytze the Zimun. And then he continues in Sif Cotton Zayin, B'loi Brocha B'tchila, you do not need to make a new Brocha, Tehainu Shein Tzorich Oid Apam Netzil HaSudayim V'yamoytzi. It's not considered a hefzeg, you do not need to do Netzil HaSudayim, you don't need to do a renewed hamoitzi sharek sheposek b'shubek zazim ulo yisiach taitoy melecholoit. The reason is, why don't you make a new bracha after Zimun? Why? Because it wasn't a full hesach hadas. Because you knew you're going to continue the meal. So, what would be the halacha then if a person initially wants to join the Zimun after he said, actually, upon seeing this geschmack of dessert, he says, you know what, I actually want to have seconds. What would be the halacha then? Again, the halacha is, the case is as follows. Three people ate together. Zimun, they decide to bench the Zimun. And up, when the Zimun was finished and two carried on benching, and the third one says, actually, I want to have a bit more food. What happens then? That's right. The halacha will be, if you change your mind at that point after Zimun, and you decide you want to continue eating, you can. But it's considered as a chadas. You will need to make a new bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Ve'im lo yoyadai to lachzer ve'lechol." If your intention was not to continue eating, ve'choizer ve'oichel, and you does continue eating, tzorich, you do need birkas hamoitzi betchila. You need birkas hamoitzi ve'gam netilas yadayim imela, and by default, you also need netilas yadayim again. So you need to have clear intention. You probably need to have positive intention that you want to continue the meal. If two people are benching mezuman, we're learning over here, you need to have in mind, okay, that's very nice. I'm going to do zimun. I'm even yoitzim my own zimun with that, but I'm going to continue late tomorrow. I'm going to continue. You don't have to verbally say it and state it, but you need to have in your mind, you need to be clear that you're not benching with them. Yeah. So Shira Malois, Mishnebu earlier says it's not considered a proper Heschadas, not a full Heschadas, because it happens quite commonly that after Shira Malois you actually said. So Shira Malois is not a proper Heschadas. Yeah. But as you pointed out, that's not the Minhag. Well, what is the Minhag? With regards to... Very good. With regards to Zimun, what happens when? What would you normally do if you there's two people who bench Mizum and you carry on eating? Where would you normally, how long do you stop? You wait, how long do you wait? When would you carry on eating? And the first bracha. Says the Gemara, V'yesh o'imrim, some say, she'tzorech lehafzik ad she'em razon es hakol. Precisely what you're saying. The meaning is, says the Gemara, that you don't continue eating straight away after mezuman. Rather, you will wait until after the end of the first bracha. Until it's razon es hakol. V'chein no'egin, and that is the meaning. That is the meaning of the Gemara. Says the Mishnah Berurah, explains it in Tzivkot and Ches. V'yeish oimrim some say tzorich lafzik that you must interrupt. Tzvira lehu ta'af the birkas hazon lav legamre me birkas zimunu. Although birkas hazon is not properly birkas zimun, tari ayochid oimer oisigam ken, it's not really part of zimun because if there's no zimun, you'll still do birkas hazon. Obviously, hafilochin nevertheless shaycha le birkas zimun. It is to a large extent connected to zimun. Tenevorich levad ein a brocha she'ein bar shem malchus, because it is connected to zimun to some extent. Ve'kol mashem vorich namezamen achkim birkas hazon. To some extent, it's part of the zimun. Therefore, it makes sense to wait until after the zimun, until hazon is hakol. Only then you continue eating. Continues the Rama, and that's the minhag, right? That's what we all do, right? When is a zimun? You wait until hazon is hakol, until you continue eating. V'yomay yodai to lachzor v'leicholoy. Pass continues the Rama. And if your intention was to carry on eating bread, afal b'shelo yochel achekach, even if you didn't eat afterwards anymore, the third person is not. He didn't continue eating. He intended to continue eating, but the ma'aseh didn't. Afal b'shelo yochel achekach. If you didn't eat, but yeah, you didn't eat anymore afterwards. Kshiroitzel levorich mevorich pek mitchilas pek hazon. If a person will bench after that, he will obviously say birkas hazon. Even more so if you carried on eating. So again, the last point of the Rama is, if you decided you are not benching mezuman with them, and they benched, there was mezuman and they benched, and you carried on, and then afterwards you said, if you realize you're very full, and you don't want to eat anymore, and then a few minutes later you're going to bench, without having eaten anything, you nevertheless, obviously, when you start benching, you're going to bench from beginning of benching. Yeah, that's right. No. Yeah, because I think it's talking about somebody who was moitzi. Yeah. Okay, Siman Reish Aleph, which is the final Siman of Hilchas Birkas Hamozoin. After Siman Reish Aleph, the Halachas of Birkas HaPeres will come, but it's not in our current booklet, which, by the way, there's a bit of a technical mishap. The shipment is very, very delayed. So we're going to have to see what we're going to do, because there won't be any booklets for the next 2 weeks, at least. So we're going to have to see what we're going to do. Okay, Siman Reish Aleph, Mihu HaMavorich, who is the one benching? Who is the right person to bench? Who is the right person to bench? Godoil?
Balabais.
Godlo Balabais. Oireach?
Koyen.
Says the Shulchan Aruch, Godoil Mevorech, Sif Aleph. The Godoil, the greatest one, we're going to define what greatest one is. Godoil Mevorech, Afilu Bo Basoif. Even if he comes, if he's a late comer, and even if he came last, we're seeing over here that coming last is not a great thing, but if he comes, even if he comes last, he should be the one, the Godoil, the greatest, should be the one benching. However, if he wants to give permission to a minor, it doesn't mean a child, it means a less great as him. He can give a permission to somebody less great than him. He can give permission to somebody to bench. We'll leave out the next part for now. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Godoil Mevorech. How do you define Godoil? That's really interesting. Mishnah Berurah said, and that's the first wide line, or second wide line, Godoil Mevorech, Aynu HaGodoil B'Chochma. It's the greatest in Chochma. Shebechol HaMesubin, amongst all the people eating. The greatest Talmid Chochm. Hu Ya Mevorech Bekes HaMozen LeKulam. He should be the one benching forever. So, it's the greatest in Chochmah. Now, I don't know how you do that. I mean, imagine you've got a table of, imagine you've got a table of 7 people or 8 or 12 people, and the Godel should be Mevorech, okay? Assuming there's no, I'm saying no Balabais or whatever, no Yireach, whatever the scenario, imagine that. So you have to now define the Godel. So you're going to start for hanging on Shas, like start from Brochus, Tafes, and Aleph, and you go all the way back to the end of Nida, or How do you check that exactly who's the Godoil? It's very hard. And then what if...
Who's going to choose?
Yeah, so you have to make like a fair.
You're going to offend somebody.
It's very strange. It's very hard. And also one thing I did see, an interesting point in the post game. There is, nowadays especially, there's, for whatever the reason may be, but there is people who learn very much Be'iyun, and they are great Talmidei Chachamim. They can give great, they're very good Salam Donim. But they may not be necessarily very great Poskim. They may not necessarily know how to Paskin. And then there are Poskim who are not necessarily great Chasidin. So imagine you're by a table, imagine, and one of them is a person who Paskin Shilas. He's comfortable to Paskin Shilas in Al-Khashabas, comfortable to Paskin Yeredir Shilas as well. But he's not known to be this massive Lamdan. He's not. You ask him like a stira between two Tosfos and he may not have the right answer on the spot. And then next to him sits this person who clearly hasn't finished Shas and clearly hasn't really learned, Shulchan Aruch there thoroughly, that he's comfortable enough to Paskin all the Shach and Tazen and, and you've got two people sitting there. Now, who is considered the Godoil? Posek? What would you go for? Guess in London? Yeah, okay, but sometimes, I mean, imagine a Rabbonim table by a Simcha, and for some reason they have to make their own Zeman or something. What are you going to do? The whitest beard, the nicest frock? I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah, it's nice. You're right. I mean, you have to be very pragmatic about this in a way. You have to like look who doesn't get off. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Nevertheless, I saw the Shaila. And the Emma says it's quite a recent phenomenon that we have such Shailas, because historically there was no such split. But based on a Ramah in Yeridea, the halacha is that you will go according to the Poisik. You will go the one who is more comfortable in passing, although the other may be a greater lamdan. You're going to go to the one who is more comfortable in paskening. So that's good news for Dir Shechabur, of course. So if you ever feel you're sitting next to somebody who's like, so you know that you should really bench. You're the gadol. Yeah. Okay. So, but you're right. Of course, you have to be. You have to make sure not to offend anybody. But there, it continues the Mishnah Berurah. Hayna gadol bechach mashbuchal amesuvin huya mevorech pekes amos lekulam. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. After hashtaminik, although nowadays the custom is shekol echot mevorech laatzme belachash. Although nowadays the minig is that we're talking about everybody benching himself, and it's not that one person is moitzi others, but everybody benched himself. Right? Have you ever actually witnessed somebody being moitzi benching? It doesn't really happen much. What happens, as discussed in Tzim Kuf Begim, what everybody benched himself. So he says, nevertheless, Kedel Tzim Kuf Begim, Mikolokim nevertheless, HaMinik, Minik Dech Eretz, and that's very much your words, Rabbi Feingold, Minik Dech Eretz, Lechabdoi, Shiva Mizum, nevertheless, this halacha, nevertheless, the halacha remains, that you have to give the mezumen to the one who is the most respected in the gadol bechochma, although he's not actually going to be moitzi. So really, Shulchan Aruch's case is who is going to be moitzi others, and that doesn't really apply nowadays anymore because nobody's moitzi anybody. Everybody benched himself. Nevertheless, when it comes to the mezumen, you should still be mechabed to mezumen, the gadol bechochma. Yeah. Voice or kavana. So with regard to kavana is not really necessary, because all you need is to be moitzi others. You only need to be moitzi. Everybody's gonna, as long as your intention is to be moitzi, which everybody would be, you don't need additional kavana than that. Yeah. And with regards to vlad voice, you're right. We learned earlier. That's absolutely correct. If a voice cannot be heard, then you can't be moitzi, and then you can't give him that tikka job. That's very true. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Umayri shekol ha-mesubin and bale batim shochlo mishalohen. This is all if they all ate their own food. They all brought along their own sandwiches. So imagine an office, and they're all having lunch together in an office. So they all bring their own lunch. Their own sandwiches. So that's what we're talking about over here. Deimoy echad balabais, but if one of them was a balabais, and he is the one who gives food to everybody, deimoy echad balabais, adovo tolu boy, litin lorech levorech. Then the loch will be very different. That's what you mentioned, I think. That if there is a balabais over here, then he should be giving it to the orech, to the guest. Kedekame, as mentioned in a minute in the Shulchan Aruch. Hoy le mishir tzim ibnei beis, so he can be mechabed his own household. Fevoch gam kele balabais, or potentially. So the case, everything until now, is talking about a case that there is no real balabais. There's no owner. They're all in the same boat, on the same level. But if there is a balabais, then potentially he's going to give it to the Irach, and that's going to be seen in Shulchan Aruch shortly. Shortly in Shulchan Aruch, we're probably not going to reach it tonight. Im ha-godol moitzi lecha. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Now, if you're going back to the scenario of the godol. So the godol is the great, you've got this famous dayan, this famous oshiva, who is well more, greater than anybody else. But him ha-godol moitzi lecha. He, unfortunately, so he's a godol, but he's got a moitzi lecha. Shekor in hust. He has got a bad cough. A bad cough. Then look how pragmatic the Mishnah Berurah is. Kedarka b'kodesh. Yevorich ach. He shouldn't take it. If he's got this bad cough, and he's like the whole time, it's like coming up the whole time, then it's not right. He shouldn't be benching. Ki ein zenochon. It is very inappropriate. She yafzik ha'pepom. She interrupt numerous times. V'yiroi cake. He should be spitting and coughing. V'acherim yatina. Others should wait for him.
Is that what's happening? He went tonight. I don't remember. I don't remember that it was. Yeah, that's right. Correct.
But even learning that Mishnah Berurah is very, very practical over here. If a person is coughing away, so you know, he's a famous dying and he's a famous rav, but you can't hear what he's saying because he's like coughing and sneezing and he's got a host, maybe a same alachul. You don't give him the covet. Or if he's sensible enough, he doesn't take the covet. I don't know if you've heard of such a minik. Mishnah Berurah says a minik yesh mekoyim shenagin shenoisnin la'ovel. He says a minik that sometimes an ovel takes the benching. Shall ovi ve'imoy kol yud beis chodesh, the entire 12 months that a person is an ovel on his parents, cholila levorich, that he should bench. For dafka shulam shovim dan shulam oichlim shulam. That's again if everybody's eating from their own. Have a shoichlim a pitcher shal balabais. But again, if there is a balabais over that offers food, that he's the one who gave the food to everybody. Tolu yibritzoni balabais, the minig may not apply. He should give to whoever he wants. For kolchkinim roitz about malach, even more so if he wants to bench himself. So we're learning of it. There's a minik in some places. Have you heard of such a minik? That if everybody, imagine you've got an office and everybody's bringing their own sandwiches and everybody's washing and now you need to choose the person benching. There's nobody who's particular godl more than anybody else. Then the minik is you give it to an ovel. In minig in some places, it's brought down, I saw it quoted, I saw that the reason for that is, what's the reason for it? Yeah, absolutely. That's right, it's chos for the pants. One, it's a mitzvah to be done, Leilu Nishmas, his parents, and it's considered as chos, taka no different than davening, and it's considered quite the great chos. I saw the Yaivets and others, they bring it down as a very choshev as chos, but again, this is a minig and it's not an halacha. Yeah. If they're both poskim, they should discuss it, they should decide to paskin themselves. If they can come to Maskana. Right, so we learned tonight that really when it comes to three people benching and the third one wants to continue, then he may do so and really make Radin. He could wait until after Mezuman and then continue eating then. He doesn't need to make new brachas after. No brachas necessary because he didn't have Esch Hadas. The Ramos says the meaning is actually to wait until the end of the first bracha, until Azan is Hakohen, only continue eating at that point. We mentioned that he needs to make sure not to have Esch Hadas. If he did have Esch Hadas and he intended to bench with them, and he did Mezuman with them, then he should actually make a wash afterwards again and make new brachas afterwards after the Mezuman. We then learned Simin Reish Aleph, which tells us Mi Oem Evorech, and we learned there that the Godel should be the one benching, even if it's not being mitzi others, the Godel should be the one benching. And we learned that he can't give a reshus, permission to a cotton to be mevorech. And we defined that a Godel is somebody's Godel bechochma. And we also spoke about the fact that if he's got a bad voice and he's coughing, then it's inappropriate, it's not covered for him to bench. And we learned there is a minig in some places that an ovel benches. But again, this is all being said if there is no balabais, balapas. If there's a balapas, then the loch will be different. That will be discussed in tomorrow's Shemir Tzashem.